This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
Don't be shocked. Today's Tuesday and we're here. Why are we here?
We're just keeping the seat warm.
Oh, okay, that's very good to hear.
Yeah,
it's cold. We're here, we're queer, and it's Tuesday.
And we're heading for 15 today. Can't believe it. It was so cold.
Yeah, but we're going to talk about this later. It's probably, they're going to say it's 15, but it feels like 7.
Tom, you walked in this morning to the studio, and I was sitting there just doing some preparation, and I've never seen you had this poncho.
Yes, it's a poncho.
Thing on.
It was so cold this morning when I left, so I thought I'd put my poncho on. I'm driving my Vespa. The poncho ended up over the top of my head. I was blind and frozen. So I look like an inside-out Batman driving down the street. But you know the strange thing was, even though I was driving down the road, I couldn't see. You'd think I'd stop and pull over.
Yeah,
I know. I didn't.
You
stop.
Just kept driving.
I just kept pulling it with the other hand, trying to shove it under my leg. And I'm cold. I'm frozen. Yeah.
That would have looked funny. You look like a ghost riding.
Funny's not the word. Cute. Remember?
Okay, yeah. That looked very, yeah. Very
what's
cute.
Like ugly but interesting. I think that's a better way to go.
Is that because we didn't have guests coming in today? Is that why?
Yeah, we have no guests. At
no.
All. Yeah.
We don't know what we're going to do today.
I can tell you. I mean, you've come in here looking like, you know, $2 trash.
Yeah. It's completely unprepared. We'll have some fun anyway. Got lots coming up. You know the British dessert spotted dick?
No, I've never had it. I don't.
You've never had it?
No.
It's, you know, like a little pudding thing.
If I saw it spotted dick, I'd run. I mean, isn't that, that's what they teach you at school. Sexual health.
Well, it's called spotted dick. In some supermarkets, you can get a can of spotted dick.
So dick comes in a can?
Comes in a can, and it's called, and that's legit. I'm not, this is not being silly or smutty. It's called spotted dick.
Okay.
And it's quite yummy. And it's this sort of pudding with custard on top. You know, a bit like a fruit pudding thing.
So it's got nothing to do with, like, black pudding with blood and guts? And
not at all. It's a dessert.
Does it have meat in it?
No, there's no meat in it whatsoever. But apparently some members of the United Kingdom's Parliament think that the name is not appropriate.
You think it's probably the Queen. She can't sit up there in a little castle and go, excuse me, sir, bring me some spotted dick.
They want the name changed of the popular custard, and according to the Telegraph, spotted dick has been renamed Spotted Richard. At one of the main restaurants that the members of Parliament dine at.
Oh, really?
Spotted Richard.
But this is good because last week I did get told I said the word dick too much because we did have the naked magician in and there was penis there for me.
There was, yeah.
My children said I used the word a little bit too much, so we're trying to think of words that I could change it. So this kind of works in.
So Richard, well, they're calling spotted dick now Spotted Richard.
But if it was in Australia, what would we call it? Spotted Willy? Spotted
I don't know.
Wang? Oh, no, Spotted Wang would be if you're in China, wouldn't it? Yeah, if you're an American, it's Spotted Pecker. But you, so I told my children I'm not going to use the word.
Okay, so you're going to tone your language down.
I'm going to find new words for penis.
Okay, we're going to, okay.
My favourite so far is 100% beef thermometer. I don't think my children are going to like that one either. So would you like a spot of some spotted 100% beef thermometer?
Maybe our audience can help Tom out. We want to sort of refine Tom a little bit. He doesn't want to say the word dick so much anymore. Help him out. What can he call it? What are you going to call it?
The spotted bald-headed yogurt slinger.
We were talking about the British dessert Spotted Dick has been renamed in a restaurant where their parliamentarians go to as Spotted Richard because they don't like the name. And Tom has also had some feedback from, was it your kids?
My children said they said
you
the
said
word.
The word dick too much.
Yeah. So now
week.
I'm only saying 100% all beef thermometer.
So we're trying to refine Tom and tone him down. He's going to be less smutty. And we want to know what he can use as a term.
Well, I really like that. So Ted's been sending us in from Carlton. He sent us in a message. He says I could call it a skin flute.
A skin flute?
I think dick sounds better, but we won't go there. We've also got Sarah from Werribee has said Polony Pony.
Polony Pony, that's a good one, Sarah.
You know what I really like at this time of the morning? They're all deviants like me.
4 degrees in Melbourne, it's so cold, we're heading for 15 today. See, feels like...
I want to talk about this because it says it's 4 degrees but feels like 3.
Yep.
So it's 3 degrees. I'm sick of this. This happened at the snow. We get up there and I said to him, what's the temperature? And he goes, oh, it's -1 but feels like -7. So it's -7. Whose job is it? So we're standing outside and I was actually, there were some lovely drags there up at the snow on the weekend. They're called the Size Queens. Never seen them before. Fantastic.
Right.
Oh, I thought they were good.
Called the Size Queens.
So we're out in the snow having a ciggy and a little drink, you know. They're in there, just their little number. I'm wrapped up like a... you know, carrying on. So we're discussing. So someone's job, so the thermometer says 4, the little red thing says 4. Someone's job is to stand out there naked and says, oh, yeah, but it really feels like minus 7.
So that was your job on the weekend to do
that. So this is relative. So Wayne's standing next to me in a T-shirt, so he probably thought it felt like 2. I'm sitting there in 16 layers, so I think it feels like minus 17.
So maybe that's why they say it. So the actual temperature was minus 4, but it depends on your individual. And you know, okay, well, I feel the cold more, so for me it's probably going to be minus 6. Wayne says, no, I don't feel it as much, it's going to be minus 2.
No, this is my phone app here. It says it here now. It's 4 degrees, but feels like 3.
So it feels like 3.
So it's 3 degrees.
I just looked up what the Bureau of Meteorology said. They said it feels like temperature gives you a better idea about how the weather will actually feel when you step outdoors. So you're right.
No, they're idiots. No, they need to go back to university because they are untrained meteorologists. Yet they learnt this at a trap. If it feels like 7, it's 7. It's not 9 degrees, but feels like 7.
It feels like temperature takes into account wind speeds, humidity to assess how the human body actually feels.
See, I'm 5'11.5". I might feel like 6 foot. I can't tell people I'm 6 foot. I'm 5'11.5". You know, so if it feels like 7 degrees, it's 7, not 9.
Okay. Yeah. It's 4 degrees. It feels like 3 in Melbourne right now. We were talking earlier about the British dessert Spotted Dick has been renamed because the members of Parliament over there don't like the name. It's been called Spotted Richard from now on.
Because people are so offensive. You can't say anything.
You've got to be careful.
I mean, once I could have walked down the street and said, dear one, you're very unattractive, and we all would have agreed. Now I have to say, oh, like he struggles in life in his looks. I have to be nice. But it's very nice. Kaz.
This early
Kaz
in the morning, I do.
Has sent us in a lovely. Oh, thank you. She likes listening to us today. We're lucky. Get us twice.
So what we're trying to do is Tom's kids gave him some feedback and said, you said the word dick too many times last week. We had the Naked Magicians in.
It wasn't my fault. It was very attractive. Did anyone go on Friday night? I went to the Snurry instead.
No, I didn't go.
Well, I heard some people that went and they said it was that magic wand was very impressive.
So we're trying to refine Tom, tone him down a little bit, make him more presentable for breakfast radio.
Because I'm going to meet the Queen soon, aren't I?
Yeah, absolutely. Stop saying the word dick so much. So we're trying to work out what he can say instead.
And we've got Kaz, lovely Kaz. I want to say that she did actually say espresso martini would be a great way to start the day. Sweetheart, you know where we are here on Bourke Street. Bring me one. But we'll go on. And she said, thank you. She sent one. I could just call it a pork sausage. But sounds, or a pork sword, or Willy Wonka. She also had a few names for some lady bits. Some of them I didn't get. When I said them, I thought they were a bit rude, did they? But I'm going to say it anyway. She said, for the girls, you could call it a girly front bum. I thought that was cute. And she said lamb louvers, but I didn't quite get the joke at all. But somebody sent me a text me in if you get it. I was making up with your friend. Warren.
Tom, what are you doing?
I'm making an executive decision. Okay. There is no more Avril Lavigne on this station or on my show. I cannot stand it.
Don't press those.
She can skate a girl all the way back to wherever she came from.
Don't press those
buttons. Serious.
Tom,
I'm going to hit a...
You could turn the mic on. Just leave it off.
I've told you, I've made a decision. No more Avril Lavigne.
You can't. You can't. We've got to play what's in the playlist.
Sweetheart, I'm about 6 foot bigger than you and I'm about to take my shirt off and we're about to go Greek wrestling.
Don't do it. Don't touch that button. Yeah. Not that one. No, no. Deputy Commissioner Andrew O'Crispy joins us in the studio. Are we in trouble?
Well, depends on how you treat me. But I must admit, I was listening on the way in, and I don't mind a little bit of Avril Lavigne.
You know, oh, you do?
Girl. Yeah. Sort of a bit
jockey. You know, I can understand that because they are the ugliest shoes I've ever seen in my life. So I'd expect someone who walks around the streets like that to like Avril Lavigne. Yeah.
But yeah. It was interesting. I thought I'd be seeing some other people here this morning. There's all these new blokes, but...
they've disappeared.
You're quite funny, really.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I thought you were going to say I was attractive.
Oh, I wouldn't go that far.
He's
no
a
way.
Man in a uniform with jewels. Yeah, I'm very sorry. I will stand 3 feet back.
Well, you did get into trouble, though, because if you just tuned in, Tom didn't like a song before, and he leant over the panel, pressed the buttons, turned the mics on.
I made an executive decision to say no Avril Lavigne to be playing.
You see, I'm a follower of the rules, as you can tell by the uniform, so don't do it again.
Oh, me too. I always do.
We got into trouble, though.
We got our music director sent me an email.
Don't don't do it again.
You know what? I wouldn't even know what he looked like if I saw him on the street, so it doesn't really mean anything to me. Yeah.
Crispy, what's been happening in the world of policing?
Well, the world of policing, everyone's just... as they should be focused on the tragic murder of Muriel Dixon last week. Again, and you know, can't talk about it. Someone's been arrested. It was good to see so many people from across Melbourne. There were people from far afield that came to the vigil last night up at Princes Park. I know it sent a really strong show of solidarity for women, for people across this city, and I know even my own wife and my eldest daughter, both with my eldest daughter's football team, they went along to show their support. So it's obviously impacted on everyone in this state and across the country as a whole, because there were similar vigils across the country last night. So very, very sad time for Eurydice's family, friends, that broader community, comedy community, and I guess the community of Victoria.
It has been sad. And I've noticed a lot of stuff on social media about, I don't know if there was something issued that said, you know, women should be careful in parks or what have you, and that's brought up that whole discussion about, yeah, well, really, should they have to be?
No, that's exactly right. You know, anyone of any gender should be able to walk around the streets of Melbourne or the streets anywhere and feel safe to do so. So, I know there's been a lot of discussion around that, and that's very much our position, and we as an organisation take very, very seriously about keeping people safe. However, as the Chief Commissioner said last week, unfortunately and tragically, evil does happen at times, and it's very difficult to prevent something like this, but we all must do what we can. And if that's conversations, if you've got sons about, you know, respecting women and respecting everyone, then that should very much be the case.
Now, Crispy, you've had some stats released last week. Is Melbourne becoming safer?
Well, it's a good point, and it's a good segue into the release of the crime stats last week. And what we saw with the release of the stats, a 9.5% reduction in crime per 100,000, so significant reduction in crime across Victoria. I guess some of the numbers that came out of that, 35,000 less victims in the state. But we talk about crime stats, but you've got to remember, with every crime is a victim, so it's a person.
Of course, yeah.
It's their individual experience. What we saw was more than 5,000 less burglaries, so people breaking into people's homes. Again, then, you know, that's seen
as
your
castle. Are we getting better people, or are we locking our houses up better? Are we taking more personal safety?
Yep, a bit of everything. So our messages have been really strong about people actually locking up their homes, doing the right thing. I think that's hitting the mark. The other thing is actually we're targeting what we call high-risk persons of interest, so recidivists, repeat offenders, and so we're getting a whole lot better at turning around DNA fingerprint samples, locking people up before they can commit further crimes. So yeah, a lot of really good work by everyone.
I mean, I'm going to say you guys do a fantastic job. And it's not just – it's what you do that we don't hear about is probably the great things that you really are out there doing.
No, thank you. And again, we want to focus also on the preventative, the proactive work. So we've got a lot of coppers that are doing a lot of great work with young people, trying to get them into employment. You know, we don't want them in the criminal justice system.
But it's how
system.
We should be doing it with the whole of life. And it is – it's – you know, setting up the children
exactly
for the future, and it's whether, you know, we eat right, so we have a better health. So we should be working to stop crime from happening. Coming down with the heavy hand at the end,
no, that
doesn't seem to have helped.
No, that's exactly right. Because we can keep locking people up; that's relatively easy. But how do you break the cycle? How do you tackle the causes? Whether, you know, that's role models or role models kids haven't got. Whether it's mental health issues, drugs and alcohol, or a combination of all of those. So we work at either end of the spectrum. You know, I've often said that we'll hunt down violent criminals, but at the same time, you know, I don't want to see people locked up and in the criminal justice system. So we'll work on the proactive
because
work.
If they had a mental health issue through depression, you can get yourself caught up.
Exactly.
With what's happened to Eurydice Dixon, what are you advising people at the moment if they do want to, you know, walk through the park in the night? Or, well, you know, they have a dark way home, you know?
Look, we're saying people go about their normal business. You know, do what you would normally do. Melbourne is a safe city. Can we make it safer? we probably can. There was a meeting yesterday between the Lord Mayor, Victoria Police, and the Police Minister. And out of that, we'll do some further work. We call it crime prevention through environmental design. So we'll look at Princess Park. Is there more that can be done around lighting or CCTV or the like? We've done similar things down at Birrung Ma along the Yarra. So is there more that we can do in relation to that? We will. But our message is quite clearly, get out there and enjoy Melbourne. Melbourne is a safe city.
Because you're talking about putting, you know, maybe security cameras are something that is going to happen. What are the people, the general public, think of that? I personally don't mind. I'm happy to know that I'm walking the streets of the city and there's a security camera watching me, maybe because I'm not selling drugs or going to steal or do any. Most people, I'm assuming, I'm quite happy to know that I'm being watched 24 or my children are when they're out in the city are being watched 24/7.
I think in the main, most people share that thought, as do I. There are some that see it as sort of infringing on their civil rights, their liberties, the fact that they're actually being watched. I get that as well. However, for us, in terms of crime, reducing crime, whether it's a deterrent or whether we use CCTV to actually lock up someone very, very quickly, which then stops them from committing further crime, it's a positive.
Correct. You could see an aggressive drunk person walking down the street before they actually started the fight, mate.
Yeah, exactly.
You would know what's happening. And move them on, get them out.
Exactly. Yeah. And to the credit of the City of Melbourne, you know, there's fantastic CCTV coverage in the city itself.
Which is great. I mean, I'll talk about my children. I have 20-something-year-old daughters. We feel safe walking around the city here in Melbourne. We are safe, and I think something horrible does happen. We do have to remember that we've got a lot of work to do.
Yeah.
But we can't be scared.
No. It's like the terrorism piece, you know. If we give up and stay in our homes and lock ourselves away, they've won. Well, that's not going to be the case.
Deputy Commissioner Andrew, thank you so much for coming into Joy, chatting to us this morning.
Thank you very much.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Do you get frustrated if you're sitting at the traffic lights and the car in front doesn't move and it's obvious they're on their phone?
Because they're on their phone. As a bike rider, on my Vespa, I'm cutting between traffic. They are always, everyone has got their phone on their lap. And I'm going to be honest, on my bike, got a set of lights, at least 80% of the people are looking at their phone. Not always on it, but will look.
But look for
everybody looks. That's that FOMO thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Fear of missing out.
Yep, FOMO. Well, you know, because anyway, New South Wales is about to start is introducing cameras. They're the first state to introduce cameras at traffic lights that are going to detect whether you're using your mobile phone.
How can they tell?
Because you just looks at
it. Oh, because
the cameras are going to look down into the car.
Look, we know that mobile phones are very destructive and it does cause people to die or hurt other people. How can we not make a technology like they have in the jails, that as soon as you start your car, it just turns your mobile off? It has to happen.
Maybe that will come, but from the 1st of July, if you're in New South Wales, you could be caught looking at your phone. And apparently it's been tested here as well, I believe.
Good.
The technology.
Yeah, I've had a few disagreements with people.
I hate it. I hate it when the lights go green and the car just sits there and you think, oh.
Because I went away to the snow. I mean, we've said it 45 times. But I actually didn't take my phone.
You didn't take it at all?
No.
How did you cope?
Do you know what? I'll admit, for half the day Friday, I sat there, you know, when you go to sit down and have lunch. And I was like, well, where's my phone? What's happening on Facebook? By Sunday, it was the best thing I'd ever done. I actually said to Wayne when we got off the mountain and all the texts start, you know, and all that. I had the best 3 days. After a day, I swear to God, you do not look for it. You do not think about it. It's so nice.
It's probably good for your brain to have that.
Yeah,
that's why you didn't reply to the text. Because I was texting you. I think, what's he doing?
Yeah, because I actually said that to the children. Look, I'm going missing it and I'm turning it off for 3 days. I don't care what happens.
So you had a good break.
It was really nice. I think you need that sometimes. And I think that was the idea, just get Wayne out and just, I didn't want to see any technology.
I reckon that's a good. I'm trying to restrict it, so I'm trying to make it sure that I only check it at certain times.
You're addicted to techno. You love it, don't you?
I'm trying to restrict it, honestly.
Look at Weirdo Andy over there. Have you seen it? He's on his watch. You can look at porn on his watch, on his mobile. I mean, he's probably got it on his fridge at home.
He's got it everywhere. He's really good.
Wake up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes, or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.